grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right, we're going in on the marijuana media situation as there is a very important vote coming up alongside a few other very important votes. Isn't that right, Mr. Ross Bell?
This is once in a generation. We have to win this thing. It's on a knife edge, can I say?
Right on.
Certainly can.
Yep.
Hey, now, Ross Bell, you're from the Drug Foundation. You've been there for a long time. What sort of work, for those that don't know, what work does the Drug Foundation do?
Well, up until the referendum came along, we were just a normal charitable trust doing good work to reduce the harm from alcohol and drugs in New Zealand society. And part of that would be providing services to people that need help, but also encouraging government and government departments to do a better job, put more money into harm reduction and treatment, change the law and so on. But then the referendum came along and we've had to become much more political. We've become a campaigning organisation encouraging everybody to vote yes.
How can voting yes minimise harm?
Well, you know, the first part of that is the fact that the thing that we're trying to do now, the law that we've had in place for a very long time, is doing nothing to reduce harm. Mm. And is in fact causing a whole lot of harm itself. You know, all the polling focus groups and things that we've done shows a majority of New Zealanders agree that prohibition does not work. Mm. We don't yet have a majority of people who say that legalization is the answer, but what we have seen happening around the world, the evidence we've seen, the fact that I think the sort of the more common sense thing says that if the thing you're doing isn't working, try something else, and that legalization seems to be a much better way at putting rules and regulations in place over a substance that is really popular.
Right. It's interesting to see all the NOPAs. Most of their issues, if you actually sort of look into it, are the problem is reduced when cannabis is legalized. But it's almost like they're just, like, everyone's busy and everything, you know, and there's been about 100 years of propaganda saying the opposite. But it's trying to educate these people is the hard part.
Yeah, and I'm not too worried about the NOPAs because I think that the fringe and their arguments are foolish.
Yeah.
The thing we're actually fighting against, as you've just said, is this gut. It's almost like prohibition is in our DNA. We've been doing it for so long, it's so normal that we have this reaction. Drugs are bad. Mm. We need to, you know, stop them and we need to arrest people and do all this kind of stuff. Mm. So we're actually fighting against this gut reaction, you know, legitimate fears that parents and others have that legalization sounds scary. The reality is legalization isn't scary. Legalization will actually, you know, help reduce harm, and it does. You know, all of the concerns that people raise are really well covered in the law.
Right. You must have I mean, this is coming from someone that's just obviously seen it all for a long time now, and for you it's obviously crucial to sort of normalize cannabis, I guess, right? I mean, you must have seen a lot of BS over the years.
Oh my God. I mean, I've said BS, hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. The you know, I'm trying to stay quite polite. But you know, you're seeing people like Jacinda Ardern openly, not proudly, but certainly openly say that yes, she used to smoke cannabis, and every time you see a senior politician do that, we all laugh and, oh, isn't that funny? But it's like, far out. You are responsible. You are a lawmaker. You know the law's not working. Mm. You're admitting to something that many people, you know, if you had got a conviction like many people do, you would not be in the job that you are.
Good point.
You therefore have a responsibility to remove the burden that many people carry on behalf of the you know, 600,000 cannabis consumers in this country.
Yeah.
You know.
It annoys me that there's a referendum at all, really. You know what I mean? That would have been the most righteous thing to do.
At this stage, if the yes vote is going to take the lead, is it just a case of getting those that aren't enrolled to vote enrolling to vote?
Yeah, the arguments have been done, right? We've, you know, both sides have put up the arguments. We've tried to, you know, send messages to undecided voters to get them over to yes voters. Turnout is critical. We need turnout. You know, it's always assumed, probably wrongly, that cannabis is an issue that will bring out a whole lot of new, novice, young voters. That needs to happen. To win this, we do need...
It is very young versus old, in a sense, isn't it?
It's a generational issue.
Yeah.
Older people are more conservative, etc. Mm-hmm. But this is a legit issue for young people, because the people who are harmed through getting convictions and so on are young people, and they are Māori.
Yeah.
And so I'm really hoping that young people will realise that this is an issue that directly affects them, or to realise that it's so unfair that we are allowing people to carry a burden for something that a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm. For anyone that might be sitting on the fence out there, what are the top five reasons they should consider if they're going to vote yes in the upcoming referendum?
You can grow a cannabis fence.
Yeah, well, the messages that we've tested, because, you know, as I said, we've had to become political campaigners, and so you do focus groups and shit. So the messages that work for undecided voters is that it will improve access for people who use cannabis for medical reasons. It will free up police to focus on more important things, and it will raise money through tax that can get reinvested into things like drug education and treatment. Mm. But actually, I think that, so they are the messages that we've been pushing because they're the ones that test well. But I think I have another message, which is around a lot of people won't get convicted. A lot of people aren't impacted by the punitive system we put in place. So think about casting your vote for someone who needs it more than you.
Exactly.
If you're on the fence, think about those young people, Māori and others, people who actually might have a cannabis problem, because that exists, who are too fearful to look for help because of the risk that they might get convicted.
It's illegal.
So cast your vote for someone who needs it.
We had Patrick Gower on the show earlier this week, and he actually said something along similar lines, where the current system is inherently racist, and that is the key thing that people should take into consideration when they're casting their vote.
I think that's such an important thing. I think the burden, it does fall very heavily on Māori. Mm. But going back to my point about messages that work well, the general public, when we've pushed that message last year, we had some one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement in Auckland, and she was doing media, and we were talking about that this drug law is a race issue, and the pushback, the negative reaction to that does show, I mean, it proves Patrick's point, but it does show, or Taika Waititi, who called New Zealand racist AF, and so I think that is the social justice issues around our drug law are really, really important, but sadly, a whole lot of people really don't care about that.
Mm. Yeah, people are just selfish in a lot of ways. Well, another thing, if you are just sort of thinking about yourself and you are on the fence, I think it's important to know that we can amend the bill, you can build on something, but if it's not passed through, we can't do anything with it, if we're just stuck where we are. But
a no vote sends a really clear message to politicians to stay away from cannabis for a very long time, just like the flag. We're not going to change our flag for a long time because of that. So a no vote isn't actually some kind of logical thing of cannabis is bad. A no vote actually shuts a whole lot of things down. And so, yeah, the bill, you need to vote yes. The bill will then go to Parliament. Mm. And if there are things people are nervous about or want to see changed, you can only influence that change if there is a bill before Parliament.
Right.
So vote yes and then stay engaged in this conversation.
Will that be part of sort of your role going forward when it is voted yes? You know, you guys will sort of hoe in there and sort of... What is the role of the Drug Foundation in that aspect?
Yeah, well, we will. I mean, that's more of our traditional role. This sort of political campaigning is more, you know, freaky.
You're just, you see the urgency of the situation, obviously, and you're seeing all the harm that's going on, you know. So I feel you.
So yes, our role will be winning the referendum, get out and vote, but then making sure the bill passes, and if there are little bits that need cleaning up, then advocating for good control in that bill.
Yeah. Chucking data at stuff and figuring
out. Is there anything that
algorithms and whatnot
the general public can do to help the Drug Foundation with the the last week before the general election and referendum?
Yeah, have conversations with your family and friends and loved ones who are sitting on the fence. If you're a yes voter, you know, talk to those undecided friends that you've got about why a yes vote is really important. Make sure if there's, if you're in a flat and some of your flatmates are a little bit, I can't be, bothered enrolling and voting. Voting is so easy. You can enroll and vote on the day. Help drag them kicking and screaming to the polling booth. We need to get out the vote.
Yeah. Mm. Right on, Ross Bell. Thank you very much, mate, for joining us.
Hey, anytime. Thanks, you guys.
Excellent. And, fingers crossed we can enjoy a spliff sometime together.
All right. Ross Bell advocating for a yes vote. get involved, everyone. Enroll to vote. Vote.nz is where you go. And if you haven't enrolled, come election day, you can enroll at the polling booth. Just take your driver's license along, all right?
Okay, John. Yes, right. Mr. John.
Hey, Ross. Cheers, mate.
Kia ora, Ross.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a